whole man was carved. He made you laugh to look at him, grinning away, though one couldn't call his grinning laughing. He had hind legs like a goat's, little horns on his forehead, and a long beard. All his children called him General Headquarters Hindquarters Gives Orders Front and Rear Sergeant Billy Goat Legs. It was a difficult name to pronounce, and not many people get to be called by it. But he must have been very important, or why should anyone have taken the trouble to carve him at all? However, there he stood, forever eyeing a delightful little china shepherdess on the tabletop under the mirror. The little shepherdess wore golden shoes and looped up her gown fetchingly with a red rose. Her hat was gold, and even her crook was gold. She was simply charming. Close by her stood a little chimney sweep as black as coal, but made of porcelain too. He was as clean and tidy as anyone can be, because you see, he was only an ornamental chimney sweep. If the china makers had wanted to, they could just as easily have turned him out as a prince, for he had a jaunty way of holding his ladder, and his cheeks were as pink as a girl's. That was a mistake, don't you think? He should have been dabbed with a pinch or two of soot. He and the shepherdess stood quite close together. They had both been put on the table where they stood, and, having been placed there, they had become engaged, because they suited each other exactly. Both were young, both were made of the same porcelain, and neither could stand a shock. Near them stood another figure, three times as big as they were. It was an old Chinese man who could nod his head. He, too, was made of porcelain, and he said he was the little shepherdess's grandfather, but he couldn't prove it. Nevertheless, he claimed that this gave him authority over her, and when General Headquarters Hindquarters Gives Orders Front and Rear Sergeant Billy Goat Legs asked for her hand in marriage, the old Chinaman had nodded consent. "There's a husband for you," the old Chinaman told the shepherdess, "a husband who, I am inclined to believe, is made of mahogany. He can make you Mrs. General Headquarters Hindquarters Gives Orders Front and Rear Sergeant Billy Goat Legs. He has the whole chest full of silver, and who knows what else he's got hidden away in his secret drawers." "But I don't want to go and live in the dark chest," said the little shepherdess. "I've heard people say he's got 11 China wives in there already." "Then you will make 12. Said the Chinese man. "Tonight, as soon as the old chest commences to creak, I'll marry you off to him." Then he nodded off to sleep. The little shepherdess cried and looked at her true love, the porcelain chimney sweep. "Please, let's run away into the big wide world," she begged him, "for we can't stay here." "I'll do just what you want me to," the little chimney sweep told her. "Let's run away right now. I feel sure I can support you by chimney sweeping." "I wish we were safely down off this table," she said. "I'll never be happy until we're out in the big wide world." He told her not to worry and showed her how to drop her little feet over the table edge and how to step from one gilded leaf to another down the carved leg of the table. He set up his ladder to help her, and down they came safely to the floor. But when they glanced at the old chest, they saw a great commotion. All the carved stags were craning their necks, tossing their antlers, and turning their heads. General Headquarters Hindquarters Gives Orders Front and Rear Sergeant Billy Goat Legs jumped high in the air and shouted to the old Chinese man, "They're running away! They're running away!" This frightened them so that they jumped quickly into a drawer of the window seat. Here they found three or four decks of cards not quite complete, and the little puppet theater, which was set up as well as it was possible to do. A play was in progress, and all the diamond queens, heart queens, club queens, and spade queens sat in front row and fanned themselves with the tulips they held in their hands. Behind them the knaves lined up, showing that they had heads both at the top and at the bottom, as face cards do have. The play was all about two people who were not allowed to marry, and it made the shepherdess cry because it was so like her own story. "I can't bear to see this anymore," she said. "I must get out of this drawer at once." But when they got back to the floor and looked up at the table, they saw the old Chinese man was wide awake now. Not only his head, but his whole body rocked forward. The lower part of his body was one solid piece, you see. "The old Chinese man's coming," cried the little shepherdess, who was so upset that she fell down on her porcelain knees. "I have an idea," said the chimney sweeper. "We'll hide in the potpourri vase in the corner. There we can rest upon rose petals and lavender, and when he finds us, we can throw salt in his eyes." "It's no use," she said. "Besides, I know the potpourri vase was once the old Chinese man's sweetheart, and where there used to be love, a little affection is sure to remain. No, there's nothing for us to do but run away into the big world." "Are you really so brave that you'd go into the wide world with me?" asked the chimney sweep. "Have you thought about how big it is and how we can never come..."